feel like we've definitely, achieved some of the goals that we wanted to musically. But I think, as you grow and as the band, the profile of the band becomes bigger, and you're playing for more people, and you're able to spend more time in the studio because of budgets and stuff like that. It's like you want to. Ideally, for us, we just want to try to grow as writers and as players, and I think as you reach particular goals, you just need to set new ones. And I think that the way we work as a band, we write very quickly. We had 3 records come out in 3 years. Obviously, we weren't able to do 4 in 4 years because of what our tour schedules it has become now that our records are being released internationally, where before it was just the U.S.
Right.
So it was easy to wrap up a couple of U.S. tours in a year, but now that we've got Australia, Japan, Europe, the UK, especially Ireland, stuff like that, it just means that we need to spend more time on the road promoting the record and getting to those places. Because I think the real way to experience this band is the live show. I'm extremely proud of our records, and I love being in the studio. It's a great place to experiment and try new things. But I think essentially that the whole study is about is bringing the party to the people, kind of, and really getting the audience involved in what we're doing. One thing that's been said about the band, and I think that we really pride ourselves on, is that we go up and we have a really good time together. And I think when you go up and you do it because it's fun and because you enjoy playing with the people that you're on stage with, I think that becomes really contagious, and I think the audience becomes a part of that. I think indie rock, over the course of the last decade or so, somehow became very exclusive. It was about how cool this band was or what they were wearing. There was this veneer of fashion and everything else. And I think with bands like Lucero and the Drive-By Truckers and us, you go see a bunch of guys that get up on stage and they're friends, and they just want to play rock and roll together and share that joy with everybody else. And I think that's become a real positive thing I've started to see with more and more bands.